Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So Ella, I just have to say, I think it's really awesome to have like this whole podcast and it just be two women now.
Honestly, Lauren, I am so happy that we made this change.
I think it really was the proper change for us to grow.
Right? I think so. Like, right? Really, to grow is to change. The change is to grow. And like, you were holding yourselves back.
Yeah,
the
like
way it was before.
Yes, all the snaps. So guys, if you can't tell, the Neuro Nerds are now the L and L Show.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds, everyone. It is me, Lauren, and I'm here with our international guest, Ella Sophia of Retrain the Brain. Hi, Ella. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, welcome to my podcast, the double ends of Neuro Nerd, guys. We're going to keep them, but we're actually replacing them with two L's because we have Ella and Lauren, and hello, the L's are the best. So what we're talking about today are some tricks that our brains make, right? Because we all have those little idiosyncrasies. I can't even say the word right, but that's what our brains do to us. And absent today is another trick of mine, which is Joe. I made him disappear, guys, and he is no longer part of the Neuro Nerds. May we have a moment of silence, Ella?
There is no moment of silence. I cannot be tamed. I cannot be brushed off and put in the background. Nobody puts Joe in a corner. Nobody.
He just got violent, guys. He just got violent. If you can't tell, guys, it is. What is this holiday?
April Fools.
I will say this was Joe's idea, which I thought was awesome, was to be replaced. I think he scared Ella right now because he kicked her microphone.
I did. Not unintentionally. I just have big feet.
Impassioned, guys. He was very passionate that we had replaced him.
I was.
For 5 seconds.
I was. And for like a split second, I did have a brain injury that resulted in short-term memory loss. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. I'm right here.
Joe and I are literally sharing one microphone, guys. So literally, I can't get rid of him. He is right here.
So happy April Fool's Day, guys. And we have Ella Sophia, Retrain the Brain superstar.
Hello.
Over here.
And in the house.
And I'm like literally in the house. She's in the house. She's here. It's not a virtual episode. She's like a real people.
Yeah, and I'm here and I'm not a virtual episode. You know.
Special note. This episode was recorded prior to the COVID-19 quarantine, so don't worry. The Neuro Nerds are practicing safe social distancing, and Ella made it back to Canada safely.
Well, even though we're probably all in a simulation.
Yeah, because I do believe, I kind of have, we've talked about this before, where it's like, is the universe real? That's another trick!
Hey, maybe my short-term memory loss is just a glitch in the Matrix. Right?
No? I was going to go somewhere, but I'm not going to go there.
Hey, so are you guys into April Fools?
I'm so
in Canada.
Lauren.
That's the most Joe question you've ever asked.
It really is.
Well, I'm Joe and he's Lauren apparently for today because it's April Fool's Day.
So Elle and I have been, we've been pretty good friends over the past like couple months, I guess. I don't know how long I've known you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. we were both really, really sorry. And so Elle is from Canada. She's from Canada, right?
For those of you who don't know, that is north of us here in the U.S. in California.
So I ask questions. Number one, everybody knows, kind of an idiot, right? I wear it as like a badge of honor. So I'll ask questions to be a dick sometimes where I'm like, wait, do you guys have that there? Do you guys have McDonald's? Like, obviously, it's whatever. But I'll ask genuinely sometimes, oh, do you guys have this? And she's like, yes, Joe, we have this. Yes, Joe.
Although my voice is not that low.
yeah, it's lower.
Again, I must apologize since I am the adult in the room. As always, I am Joe's emotional support human, and he is sorry.
I am not sorry. I was kicked out of my own show. It's terrible. It's a Neuro Nerds, not the LNL show.
I will say LNL barbecue is awesome.
No,
though.
It's not. I had the worst case of food poisoning from LNL barbecue. It was, I'm not going to get detailed.
Please don't. Please,
on air, I won't. But you guys are absolutely going to know what happened to me.
Anyways.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Subject for today.
So what's the worst thing that you, wait, just real quick. What's the worst prank that you've pulled on somebody on April Fool's Day?
This.
Oh, I had a brain injury. You guys are dicks. So if you're in April Fool's, like, what's one of the worst things that you've done? Like, have you hurt somebody's feelings accidentally? I made a nice girlfriend cry by accident.
I don't do April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, I definitely taped like a $20 bill to the ground or like glued it. Like, I've done like,
oh,
really.
So you're an asshole.
Yeah, like, I'm an asshole for sure when it comes to April Fool's. I probably made my sister cry. Oh, for sure.
Holy
love
shit.
It. Love
that's
that
why
day.
You and Joe kind of. Bye.
Oh, for sure. Also, Elle is a little crazy. You have to see what she does for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's my first
that's
favorite holiday.
If you look at her page, there are some makeup things that she does that's just, it's like Jim Henson's Creature Shop. You know what I mean? It's really horrific and gory, and she's like so happy with it. It's so weird. It makes me think that you murder cats. Like that whole
okay, listen.
Oh, okay. All right,
that
guys.
That was Canadian.
Okay. I'm going to like cut this right there because like, no. When we start talking about murdering cats,
hey,
no.
Watch Don't Fuck With Cats. That's an amazing documentary.
So
dude was Canadian.
Apparently, I'm not an asshole, guys. I mean, I'm a bitch, but I'm not an asshole.
You are not.
Not to
an
you.
Asshole.
but also, Mama didn't raise no fool. That's why I don't participate in April Fool's.
Fact check. Well, Lauren, you actually just participated in an April Fool's prank, so technically, well, I'm just gonna shut up. I don't want to get beat up.
It was early on, I think it was around maybe like 22, 23, and the girl I was dating at the time, she just got this brand new car, she was really happy about it. I didn't do anything bad to the car. We went to eat, and I was like, oh, let me use the restroom real quick. I ran outside, and I parked her car in the other parking lot. Yes. I thought it was funny.
That's so good.
And she started. Like, good. I was just like, oh, where's the car? And she's like, oh. She just like broke down. I was like, oh my God. People have feelings. Like, I felt really, really bad. That was probably the worst thing ever.
But you know what? It's April Fool's. So you're like meant to make a fool out of other people. Isn't that why the name is April Fool's?
I guess. Normally I'm the fool. You know what I mean? Like everybody, you guys know the dynamic between Joe and Lauren. I'm always a fool. Also, like, I love.
He is my court jester.
hey, why did you find me funny? So I also do like, did some weird stuff to my old roommate. Like, it was really bad. We had like prank wars. The worst thing where my friends were like, Joe, I think you might have a problem. I was like, all right, guys, so that's a great idea, right? So you guys are going to like have masks on, right, when he comes home. And then I'm going to be covered like in fake blood. There's going to be like a handprint on the wall. And you guys are going to tie me up like in a corner, right? And they're like, dude, there's seriously something wrong with you. And the look on their faces, and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that probably isn't really a great prank.
So I'm going to pivot from there and give y'all like, where does April Fool's come
from?
Where
does April Fool's come from?
I just. Googled that. Thank you, Dr. Google, except that, you know, this is PhD Google. And according to the Pedia of Wiki, it said that the association between April 1st, though disputed, and foolishness is in Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, guys. If you don't know, that's a medieval text from the late 1300s.
They said text in the
1300s? Anyways, and if anyone does know The Canterbury Tales, it's actually unfinished. So we don't actually know what happens at the end because it's a cliffhanger.
Turns out they've been dead the entire time. No?
Anyways, they probably were. That'd actually be a really good ending. I love that, where they were just dead the whole time, right? It would be the M. Night Shyamalan of, like, medieval times.
Right, and then you realize plants were the murderers.
Yes, The Happening. But anyway, so that's reputed to be kind of like one of the first references of April and Foolishness. And then there's like French poets that also did it, a Flemish poet that talked about sending his servant on foolish errands on April 1st, something in Netherlands, blah, blah, blah. So basically literature is the reason.
Literature?
Literature. So since we're the neuro nerds, let's talk about like the internal little April Fools that goes on sometimes 24/7 in our brains.
Seriously.
It's like Groundhog Day, but like April Fool's Day in our own brain.
Yeah, it's like Groundhog Day, but not funny at all. You know, it's like the worst. We were talking a little bit about like some of the weird brain things that happen to like us brain injury survivors. I was talking about my friend Mimi Hayes, the Neuro Nerds book club pick of the month.
Shout out to Mimi.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Before I started using Audible, I was having trouble reading my brain buddy Mimi Hayes' book, I'll Be Okay, It's Just a Hole in My Head. But once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Mimi's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds are forming a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
So Mimi, early on in her recovery, she would do weird brain things. Like your brain does strange things to you. And she would hide things from herself. And not like, oh, well, she's playing a game. Like, she wouldn't know she was doing it. She's like, where's my phone? She couldn't find her phone for like a day or so. And this happened several times. It was in between, like underneath her mattress, not even underneath her bed. She's like, had to lift up her mattress and put her phone.
She's making a phone sandwich.
She was, you know, and then Sarah from the Stromies, she would put everything like in the freezer for some reason, no matter what it was. She would like just, oh, it's in the freezer. She would put things in the freezer.
Well, and was it Sarah that would always say refrigerator?
Yes. Yes. Oh, where are you going? I'm going to refrigerator. It's like, wait, what? Yeah, like instead of the store, the church, I'm going refrigerator. That was like just a thing that the brain does weird things.
Again, yeah, exactly. The brain, especially in recovery after we've had damage, is a little wonky. Like our internal Google Maps is kind of like, right? It's like you're asking for Los Angeles and it's suddenly Beijing, China. Like it's not quite where it was. And it's not just things like that where we misplace things, but it could also be like, again, different words. You're thinking of a word, you can't think of it.
Because you speak different languages.
Yeah. So once in a while, I can't think of a word in English. And that's part of my recovery thing as well. But there's sometimes literally, I'm like, I don't know the word. I'm like, I start snapping because that helps distract me so I can try to not like spiral out of like control and have an existential crisis. But, you know, then it's in a different word, or I start speaking in, like, I will speak in three languages without thinking about it, like with random words or, you know, things like that. Or the big one, like for Joe, is texting. And I know for me as well, like responding to text messages or emails where it's like, I got it. I acknowledge the text. I'm like, that's cool. Totally. I usually just put it out of the way and I'm like, I will respond later, but then I completely forget. A lot of people do that. But Joe has had it where he has 100% believed he has responded to you, and he is now mad at you that you have not responded to him.
It's the worst for me because like you kind of feel a little bit crazy where I'm like, no, I know 100% I did this. I know I did it. And then the proof is in the pudding. I look at my phone. I'm like, oh, there's nothing there. So it kind of makes you feel a little bit crazy, you know? And I had that early on in recovery, and then I had it after recovery, like recently, where I felt like I stepped back a little bit. And I'm looking over at Elle and she made a very strange face. You kind of look like Popeye for a second. I'm looking for little tips and tricks for that in particular. And I know it might be a little bit different for somebody who has short-term memory loss like myself, but you've actually helped me out a lot with my brain palace.
Mind palace, but that's okay.
Again, brain injury.
So I would blame the brain injury for that one. No, it's just like all the brain palace, whatever. So the Mind Palace has been very, very helpful. L can do it with like several different things. I can do it with up to three now. I'm very proud. I've been stuck at three.
Which is fine.
Which is, oh, it's okay.
So jumping the gun here, yeah. Folks. Ella, would you tell us what is the Mind Palace?
The Brain Palace?
So the Mind Palace is almost about a 3,000-year-old technique. I definitely did not make it up. Basically, the idea...
From where?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just wanted to know.
She's like Transylvanian because I'm a vampire and I did create it.
Duh.
So it's a very old technique, and the idea behind it is to remember things based on visuals because we do a lot of a better time remembering things when we're able to see them versus just like thinking about them in our head. So what you're supposed to do is go around your house as soon as you walk in your front door, and then going clockwise around your house, number every single piece of furniture, or at least how many ever pieces of furniture that you want to have memories in your head. So Joe said, for example, he only has three. So that means he would have numbered the first three pieces of furniture that he would see when walking into his house. And then whenever you have a conversation with somebody or whenever you know you need to remember something, what you would do is create a visual and associate it with that piece of furniture. So right now we're having a conversation and maybe Joe was like, hey, don't forget to buy more peanut butter at the store or something like that. My number one in my house is my washing machine. So what I would visualize is opening my washing machine and just having a bunch of peanut butter swirling around in there. And then because I have a visual of it, it's going to be a lot easier for me to remember to do that.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did have peanut butter in your washing machine. Because again, our like friendship kind of started early on with you being an animal and eating peanut butter out of a jar. Yeah.
And I'm currently eating a peanut butter in a tortilla.
She's basically
I'm a little like,
it's weird.
The Mexican in me is like, what?
It's weird. Basically, so what Ella's eating right now is a peanut butter burrito.
You know what? It's like because she couldn't have a crepe here because we don't have crepes. So the tortilla must substitute. And I don't know if you have bread. So maybe she's just out of bread.
No, we have bread. So she was like, no bread.
She's like, it's not Canadian bread.
She's like, it's not Canadian bread, eh? I don't want to.
So that was a good accent. Oh my gosh.
She's killing it right now.
So I kind of did a little Googling to find out, like, because Ella was talking about how old this practice is. And it might even sound familiar because as soon as, you know, I've listened to some of the episodes and some of Ella's stuff, and I'm like, why does this sound so familiar to me? Because even though I've never really done this practice, because I am a fiction nerd, and it reminded me immediately of Sherlock and Hannibal Lecter.
I never got into Hannibal Lecter.
So Hannibal Lecter, that he's supposed to be... utterly brilliant, and he's very old as well because he was actually alive during World War II, and he was a count. I cannot remember if it was Lithuania or something like that, but that was one of the things was about his mind palace, memory palace, where he would store and compartmentalize things like that so he could remember these vast amounts of knowledge. But the same thing for Sherlock as well. So if you know Sherlock Holmes, yeah, especially in the BBC series.
Yes, oh my God, yeah. The visual of the mind palace to me is brilliant. I love it.
So, and also I looked it up, like, where this is from. It's from ancient Roman and Greek rhetorical treatises. And some of them would be, like, Cicero or Quintilian or some ancient philosophers.
Is that English?
It's actually Latin.
That's weird. It sounds like you're reading out, like, some of the names from 300.
300 would be, like, Leonidas. That's more Greek, sweetheart. Cicero and Quintilian are Roman. Because I am a history nerd. The more you know. She's like, looking at us like, what is going on?
Literally, this L is giving us the look like, yeah, cool, bro.
She's like, and the door is to my left. Okay.
We have a tendency to be a lot just individually. And I know the energy is weird because we're actually sitting right next to each other right across
from
you.
We're like cheek to cheek.
I know. Not even our top cheeks. Like our butts are really close together.
Wait till I start twerking, y'all.
Oh, no. While you're brushing your teeth, while you're shopping.
Yes. At least I'm not squatting.
True. It's been established. Ella Sophia, teeth brushing squatter.
It sounds like I just go into random houses and squat in there and just like brush my teeth.
You don't do that?
That's how she showed up here, guys. She didn't even tell Joe she was coming. She just showed up and took over a room.
Yeah, it was weird because like she had been here a week. And I'm like, wait, what is happening?
Just brushing my teeth in there.
the neighbors were like, yeah, those are some chicks squatting by the window while brushing her teeth. It's really awkward. She's making like really strong, uncomfortable eye contact. How we devolved so quickly?
Because of you.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
So, Ella, how is your peanut butter burrito?
Really good.
I wanted to make sure that she responded right after she took a bite.
No, it was right before. She didn't even get the bite.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get the bite.
Ella, was there any... we're talking about the Mind Palace and using that. What are some other techniques? Is there more to the Mind Palace that people can use in order to help kind of untrick the brain or to retrain the brain so that we recognize the tricks, or we can at least try to remove some of those things?
Yeah. So while you guys were giving those examples, I was really trying to think and like put myself in that situation. And the first thing I would say is, you know, okay, for example, putting things in the freezer or the refrigerator, like, it's like, be conscious of your behavior. But it's like, if you don't even know you're doing it, how are you supposed to be conscious of it? So then you have to kind of go back even further. And so I would say, if you have your phone and you're putting your phone in the refrigerator or your phone under your mattress or something like that, then make a rule where you only can bring your phone into certain rooms of the house, or like only have a place on the coffee table for your phone. Like, don't, like, know that these are the spots. Like, even make like a fake little parking spot and put it on the coffee table out of like construction paper, and that is your phone home. Yeah, like, make a home for everything in your house. I think that's like a Marie Kondo or Condi or that's
Kondo.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were talking Marie calendars. I was like, I totally go for pie right now.
Something I thought of, because, you know, I don't have the problem where I'm putting my phone in places other than I've lost it when it was in my room, and I called my phone once and it quickly vibrated.
Oh.
But that was before my brain.
It'd be weird if you called it from like your phone.
I know people have done that. But I was thinking, like, for someone like Sarah who would put it in the refrigerator, right? Could we do something like put an alarm on your phone that it would ring every 4 hours or something? So, like, if suddenly you can't find your phone, you're like, oh, there's some ringing coming from the fridge. And you're like, oh, my phone. Like, that would be just something to alert you. It's kind of like when you have, like, the Find My Phone feature or you have the clicker to find your keys. You know, maybe that's another technique. Like, if you constantly misplace something that can have an alarm, is to maybe set something so you're always aware of where your phone is.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good idea. And like, sometimes I'll find, oh, I put my phone on silent or it's on do not disturb, so I can't even call it. Like, there are ways there you can program certain numbers or things into or certain alarms into your phone, where even if it's on do not disturb, the alarm's still going to go off. So I think that's a really good idea, like pre-setting it, and then no matter what, you'll be able to find it.
Yes. I'm awesome.
Damn right. Do you have any tips or tricks just for people in general, not necessarily brain injury survivors, just like just people? Oh, you know what? I want to better my mind.
Yeah,
I want
to
better my brain.
Have a better life.
Yeah. So it depends on so much, is particularly the person and what kind of person they are. But I think generally speaking, responding to text messages, you were saying, I know so many people have a problem with this. Well, they'll open it, read it. Oh, I'll respond later. But now you don't have anything notifying you to respond. And so two things. The first one you can do is respond immediately. Like, that is, you're doing it, you do it right away. Stop what you're doing. Get it out of the way.
What if that gives you like, you have anxiety about responding right away? Like, there's certain ones like I can't respond right away. I'm like, it gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the second thing I was going to say is perfect. If you don't want to be responding right away, especially since that might be taking you out of the moment from what you're doing. It's not always the best thing to be responding everything right away, because then all of a sudden your attention is on other things and not actually what you're doing. Designate a time in the day to respond to all your things. you know? So like whatever, go throughout your day, even if you open and close things and you forget about them, say from every single day between 7:10 and 7:30, that's your time to open your phone and say, okay, did I respond to all my emails? Did I respond to all my text messages? Everything's taken care of. Okay, put it away and then like see it again the next day.
A really good idea, you know, like just carving out time and be like, all right, cool. Yes, I even looked at the things earlier, knowing that later on in the day, I'm going to respond or I'm going to catch anything that I miss. Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And maybe finding a way to like really, because I know like I mentally think about that. I'm like, okay, I have to respond to this, 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 and this. I'll be home at this time. I'll respond then. And it's always at different times, but I still sometimes forget because I've only thought about it. So I'm like maybe writing it down or putting a note, like you said, if it's scheduled in your calendar or scheduled on your phone, so there's an alarm that's like time to check messages, that'll remind you so you don't get distracted by TV fan fiction or, you know, anything else. You're like, oh, it's my time. So you have your 20-minute timer window to go through and make sure you get all that done. Oh, I might try that.
Yeah, if you guys are forgetting this stuff, I am helpless. Oh, man. Brain injury. Also, I just didn't have a great, like, I don't know. It's not that I have a great memory for that. I did. I actually had a decent memory prior. Now it's just like, ah, damn it, got distracted again. Ah, damn it, got distracted again. Even alarms, to a certain extent, like, I'll not ignore them on purpose, but it'll just be like, oh, yeah. And then it's gone. You know, I don't really know.
At a repeat.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I have alarms set for when I have to take like my medication because I have high blood pressure. Yay, guys. So like I'm like, oh, I gotta take
I have low blood pressure and he's so jealous.
I am.
I'm like 108 over 68.
Are you alive?
My lowest, I think, was 98 over 60.
That's not a human. People don't have blood pressure that low.
I will be marrying Jared Leto as Morbius because I'm also a vampire.
Yeah, I think he stole your plasma already.
Oh, he can steal a lot more.
He's got real filthy real quick. Oh, my God.
Because it's April Fool's. Him and I have changed personalities, so I have to be the naughty one.
Yeah, you're like pervert Lauren. This is just obscene. How am I still the damsel in distress, though? This is ridiculous. I don't like this. This sucks.
Ella, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Thanks for asking.
We always want to check in with people.
Yeah. We want to make sure that, you know, like we're...
That you acknowledge that you're uncomfortable.
Yeah. We're not going to do anything different.
Yeah, we're just at least, like, acknowledging. Like,
all right, cool. We get it. Yeah. Here's some more talk about plasma.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
So something with text messages, I know this might help some people, is or with messenger apps. So if you find that like with Joe, like sometimes you think you've responded, you've been responding for days because in your mind, like you see it. It's like one of those things where you have a dream and you wake up and like you've gone to the bathroom, brushed your teeth, done your hair.
Done your squats.
Yeah. Done your squats. And then like you wake up and you're like, wait, I didn't do any of that.
Right.
So like with Joe is we've done a group text with Fel. So with Felice, so that way, even though they're text messages that are meant for Joe, like that way there's just also someone there who also saw the text message and can be like, hey, did you respond to Lauren?
Yeah, I've got a built-in check and balance in Fel being like, oh, hey, respond back to Lauren like right now. She's here with me. And she'll be like, no, like right now. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Because I'll be like, yeah, I'll make sure I do it. And then it's gone, you know.
Or even if it's not like immediate respond, because we're talking about, again, we want to be present or maybe we don't, we don't have time to respond.
We'll do it in that window of time that we're carving out to respond. That's a brilliant idea. Like, I love that.
Yes.
Because, you know, good ideas, those are the only kind of ideas Elle has.
It's true.
Arrogant Elle. Wait, are we snapping?
I was snapping for her, like, yes, bitch. Because I can't clap.
Why not?
Well, it would be really loud. I'm worried about you.
Oh, yeah. No, I can see it.
Oh, okay. So if I went like this?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Because
sometimes Joe has a moment.
Yeah, I had a brain injury and got lost at the hospital. And all I got was PTSD. That's going to be my next t-shirt.
Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid First to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay.
Yay.
So, Elle, is there anything else that you wanted to, that you could recommend, other than maybe them checking out your website, that could help with some tips and tricks for the brain to just kind of make this a little bit easier on us in general? Because, like, brains.
Yeah, brains.
No zombies.
Yes, definitely. I think the most important thing is try to learn how to be mindful and in full control of your behavior. So that means sometimes breaking habits that we already have. And you can do that by taking my free course on my website.
Plug.
So all you have to do is go to retrainyourbrain.ca, and then I have a little drop down menu that's called Your View, and then you just go right to the course. It's completely free. It's a 5-day video course, and you can learn all about the formula for habits so you can make good ones in your life and break the bad ones that are inhibiting you from personally developing yourself.
And we'll definitely have a link to that, guys, in the description for the show. So make sure to check that out. Or again, you can just go straight to Ella's website or her Instagram.
Yes. Oh, what is that Instagram? It's Ella Sophia with 3 S's. What's that extra S for? Is it for sensational?
It's because I'm
for super.
Super. Yeah.
Yes.
It is the Ellen L show.
Yes, it is. Joey's just a guest.
So it's Ella Super Sophia.
Well, it's technically, it's 3 S's. So it's Ella's Super Sophia.
I'm doing the snaps, y'all.
I'm doing the claps. It's like a golf clap.
2-finger clap from kindergarten.
I didn't do. I was in Catholic school in kindergarten. It was really. It was rulers. Oh my god, that's awful. So we appreciate the little tips and tricks, Elle. I think you're amazing. She is an incredible habit coach. Definitely reach out to her. Book some time with her. Seriously, well worth the time, effort. It really is, especially during recovery. And even if you don't have a brain injury, it's trust in me.
He's like, this is no longer the L&L show. This is the Joe show featuring the neuro nerd.
Oh yeah. Me. Yeah. So you can follow Ella, as stated before, at Ella Sophia with 3 S's on Instagram. Definitely check out retrainyourbrain.ca and take the Year of You course. You can follow me at Joso Rocks everywhere. You can follow Lauren at Lauren El Manzano on Instagram. You can follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at
everywhere.
And on this Retrain Your Brain April Fools, this is not the L&L show.
This is the L&L show.
Note, these Neuro Nerds are out.
We got a little aggressive.
So aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat your peanut butter burrito.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.